the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are invited tonight to celebrate the devotion of the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Savior, God made man, came into this world and died upon the cross. According to the scripture, not one bone has been broken. Can you imagine that after the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ? He felt. He has been scourged with wipes. He has been maltreated so much. Not one bone has been broken. Not even in his hands, not even in his feet. Where the nails pass, they all pass through the bones. The scriptures has been fulfilled. Because the church is untouchable, cannot be destroyed, cannot be hurt deeply in the core. The church is one, holy, Catholic, apostolic, and Roman. And that we have to hold. It is through the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, from the Sacred Heart, that we receive everything. It is from the Church that everything comes to us. No other ways. And we all know that today there are so many people who try to hurt the Church. Not only from human frailty, human sinfulness and evil, but with the desire to hurt the church, to put the church into a passion like Christ suffered. Not one bone of the church will be crushed. Never. You can try whatever you want, you can't, because the church is. And so that what we want to do on this day where we have this devotion is to renew in this time of difficulty our great love for the Church and Christ. Because as John of Arc said, il m'est avis que l'Église et Christ et le Christ c'est tout un. I think that the Church and Christ are one, and we know that. Let us pray. Let us love the Church. Let us make penance. We need so much of it. But most of all, and that's where the trick starts, the Church is our Lord Jesus Christ. We are, through our baptism, incorporated to the mystical body. Therefore, we are, each one of us, representing the Church. If one of us, every single time, we do an act of virtue, a little sacrifice, every time we are able to offer a little pain, disappointment, disagreement, every time we are hurt by our neighbor that are not mindful of our presence, we have the possibility to transform the church, to grow the beauty of the church in us, through us, with us. Every time we sin, even nobody knows, we hurt the mystical body. We damage the mystical body, at our level, at the level of the church, as much as the hierarchy does, with the same responsibility in the eyes of God. Incredible power that we have to be able to pray, to grow the church, to grow the kingdom of God in us and around us. May Christ help us to understand that deeper and deeper, that what the charity of God that surpasses everything is. Amen. That of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.